few moments ago, I placed a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. And as I stepped back and stood during the moment of silence that followed, I said a small prayer. And it occurred to me that each of my predecessors has had a similar moment, and I wondered if our prayers weren't very much the same, if not identical. We celebrate Veterans Day on the anniversary of the armistice that ended World War I, the armistice that began on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And I wonder, in fact, if all Americans' prayers aren't the same as those I mentioned a moment ago. The timing of this holiday is quite deliberate in terms of historical fact, but somehow it always seems quite fitting to me that this day comes deep in autumn, when the colors are muted and the days seem to invite contemplation.
That was President Ronald Reagan, Veterans Day, November 11th, 1985. President Reagan was speaking at Arlington National Cemetery. You heard him mention the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. November 11th, 2021 marks the 100th anniversary of its dedication. In this episode of C-SPAN's The Weekly Podcast, we'll mark Veterans Day with a look back through our coverage of politicians speaking at war memorials, specifically dedication of war memorials, after this.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Senator John Warner, a Republican from Virginia, died this year, nearly 40 years ago. Before his many years as chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Senator Warner spoke at the dedication of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. It's located on the Mall in Washington, D.C. In this clip from November 13, 1982, the first voice you'll hear, the man introducing Senator Warner, is Jan Scruggs, a United States Army veteran who served in the Vietnam War and founded the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund.
Our next speaker today has been a very special friend of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund, Senator John Warner of Virginia. You know, he volunteered to fight in World War II in Korea, and he was Secretary of the Navy during the Vietnam War. And 3 years ago, we asked him to volunteer once again to help us build a National Vietnam Veterans Memorial. And he helped us get the initial funds we needed to begin the Memorial Fund, and has continued his active involvement. All Vietnam veterans owe Senator John Warner some very special thanks, and here he is.
Thank you very much, Jan Scruggs, Chairman Wheeler, the veterans of Vietnam and their families who've traveled so far, the distinguished leaders of veterans organizations, ladies and gentlemen. I stand here with you today not as a United States Senator, but as a buck private in the rear ranks of the volunteers of Jan Scruggs. I express in those two most important words in our language my heartfelt thanks to each of you. Thank you for coming. You cared enough to be here today. And the pictures of you now being taken will be recorded in posterity, for you indeed are a living memorial to this testament that will be here forever after to these brave men and women.
That was 1982. 13 years later, a memorial was dedicated to veterans who fought in the war that preceded Vietnam, the Korean War. The Korean War Veterans Memorial is located near the Vietnam War Memorial, both on the Mall in Washington, D.C., both close to the Lincoln Memorial. The Korean War Veterans Memorial was dedicated on July 27, 1995, coinciding with the 42nd anniversary of the end of the Korean War. Among the speakers at the dedication, President Bill Clinton.
Today we are surrounded by monuments to some of the greatest figures in our history, while we gather at this, our newest national memorial, to remember and honor the Americans who fought for freedom in Korea. In 1950, our nation was weary of war, but 1.5 million Americans left their family and friends and their homes to help to defend freedom for a determined ally halfway around the world, or as the monument said, a place they had never been and a people they never met. Together with men and women from 20 other nations, all of whom are represented here today, they joined the first mission of the United Nations to preserve peace by fighting shoulder to shoulder with the brave people of South Korea to defend their independence, to safeguard other Asian nations from attack, and to protect the freedom that remains our greatest gift. The Korean War veterans endured terrible hardships, deathly cold, weeks and months crammed in foxholes and bunkers, an enemy of overwhelming numbers, the threat of brutal imprisonment and torture, defending the perimeter at Pusan, braving the tides of Incheon, confronting the world's fastest fighter jets in MiG-Alley, enduring hand-to-hand combat on Heartbreak Ridge and Porkchop Hill, fighting the way back from Chosin Reservoir. They set a standard of courage that may be equal but will never be surpassed in the annals of American combat.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
We continue to move forward in time, but backward in history. The next National War Memorial dedication came 9 years after the Korean War Memorial was dedicated, for a war that ended 5 years before Korea began. The National World War II Memorial was dedicated in 2004, joining the Vietnam and Korean War Memorials on the Mall in Washington. From May 29, 2004, here's a veteran of World War II, former Republican Senator from Kansas, Bob Dole. Senator Dole was chairman of the National World War II Memorial Campaign.
In the first week of January 1945, a hungry and lonesome second lieutenant from small town Kansas dispatched a message to his folks back home. "You can send me something to eat whenever you're ready," he wrote. "Send candy, gum, cookies, cheese, grape jelly, popcorn, nuts, peanut clusters, Vicks VapoRub, wool socks, wool scarf, fudge cookies, ice cream, liver and onions, fried chicken, banana cake, milk, fruit cocktails, Swiss steaks, crackers, more candy, lifesavers, peanuts, the piano, the radio, the living room suite, and the record player, and Frank Sinatra. I guess you might as well send the whole house if you can get it into a 5-pound box. P.S. Keep your fingers crossed." In authoring that only slightly exaggerated wish list, I merely echoed the longings of 16 million Americans whose greatest wish was for an end to the fighting. And 60 years on, our ranks have dwindled for the thousands assembled here on the Mall and the millions more watching all across America in living rooms and hospitals and wherever it may be, and overseas, our men and women overseas, and our friends in Great Britain and our allies all around the world. Our final reunion cannot long be delayed.
We've come to the most recent dedication of a national war memorial just this year for a war that was fought and ended over a century ago. The National World War I Memorial opened in Washington, D.C. in spring 2021. This time, not on the Mall. The memorial is in an area downtown previously known as Pershing Park, named after General John Pershing, who commanded the American forces who fought in Europe during World War I. From April 16, 2021, speaking at the opening of the National World War I Memorial in a virtual ceremony because of COVID, here is President Joe Biden.
Today, we raise the flag over the memorial for the first time. Let's remember all that was sacrificed, all that was sanctified by our proud, brave Americans who served in World War I. In many ways, it was our first modern war, the first use of planes and tanks and new communications and many new dangers. We learned that what it meant to fight trench to trench. We saw the horrors of chemical weapons unleashed. And in some ways, the Great War shifted America's thinking about ourselves and redefined our place in the world. We grappled with what we stood for, what we're willing to fight and die for to defend, principles of freedom and democracy.
The clips you heard were from dedications of national war memorials in Washington, D.C. But as we mark Veterans Day, a reminder that you can do your own searches in the C-SPAN Video Library to remember, in your own way, America's wars and the soldiers who fought them. Just go to cspan.org and use the search bar on top. Thank you for listening to C-SPAN's The Weekly, and happy searching.